Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Bert Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
The pop girlies got an early Christmas present yesterday because the NFL announced that we're getting a Beyonce halftime show performance.
Woo! This ain't Texas.
We got the announcement yesterday that Beyonce is going to perform during the halftime show of the Houston Texans Baltimore Ravens game that is going down on Christmas Day. So not only is it a halftime show, but it's a halftime show in her hometown. Yeah. It's going to be amazing. Apparently, she's going to bring out some special guests. I could assume maybe that's Destiny's Child coming out for. I think they have one Christmas song together called like 8 Days of Christmas. Mm-hmm, can do. Probably expect it, them to come out and do that. Maybe some other pop stars coming out. Who knows? I'm sure Taylor Swift will be busy at the Chiefs game the same day, but it's going to be amazing.
So this is almost becoming, I mean, the Super Bowl is always going to be the Super Bowl, but this is almost like the side stage to the Super Bowl halftime show, and Beyonce could play both and people would be happy.
Well, she's already played the Super Bowl, not once, but twice.
But this game itself is becoming so big because it's on Christmas and everybody's, you know, all right, we had yesterday and today, we're done talking to each other.
And I feel like the first artist that they got would have probably solidified whether or not it was going to be big, and to get Beyonce first is probably going to be a big deal now.
Yeah.
Massive deal. So very excited to watch that on Christmas Day. All right, celebrities and other people apparently are leaving Twitter for a new social media platform. And I feel like I literally just heard about it this past week. So it's this platform called Blue Sky, and it's being marketed as a Twitter alternative, kind of like Threads when Threads started a year ago and everyone tried it out for a day and we're like, okay, that's enough.
Yeah, I tried it and I'm like, okay, so this is Twitter.
So it's Twitter,
with a different name,
but on Instagram. Uh-huh. And so it's being marketed as Twitter, but without the toxicity or really any link to Elon Musk. And I think a lot of people are jumping over to Blue Sky because I think Twitter was so rampant with election content that I think people are thinking, let's just get a clean slate. Let's have Twitter, but without all the politics.
Yeah, I do feel like there has been a switch for sure, where people do not want to be manipulated by media or social media. And I think when you go on Twitter now, wasn't it Jackson telling us a couple of days ago that, what was it, 50-60% of reactions on social media are bots?
Yeah, it was a crazy number, and that's how many bots are skewing the conversation.
And I think after the election and people seeing the diversity for so many years, I think it's just, we're over it.
I know.
We're just over all the infighting.
Did you mean divisiveness over the last couple of years?
Yeah, what did I say?
Diversity. Diversity is a good thing.
I didn't even catch that.
Save that. I just didn't want somebody coming after Bert being like, what's wrong with diversity, man? Word.
Here's the thing. Anything that's going to be like Twitter is eventually just going to turn into Twitter, which is why I didn't really understand the whole Threads thing when that first got started. I'm like, okay, yeah, sure, it seems fun and happy now because it's not Twitter and it feels different and it's a little bit of a clean clean slate. But at some point, if you take all those users from Twitter, it's just going to become Twitter 3.0 at this point. So right now, people like Lizzo, Barbara Streisand, Quinta Brunson, John Cusack, Guillermo del Toro, Ben Stiller, those are all people that have been spotted on Blue Sky. Right now, it has 16.7 million users as opposed to Twitter's 300 million and Threads, which has 250 million.
So I still have Twitter. I don't use it, and I haven't used it, I'm guessing, in almost a year.
Same.
But when news is breaking, I tend to go there first to see what's up. Like, just what just happened in the world? What just happened over there? What just happened over here? And then I start to do the research.
The nice thing about Blue Sky, which was started by Jack Dorsey, the guy who started Twitter, was the whole point was to decentralize social media. So instead of everything being on one server, like owned by a business, it's on independent servers. And it gave users more ownership over their data. So it wasn't just to like get away from the toxicity that is Twitter. It's trying to change how social media is run. So it's really cool in that regard. But there was Mastodon a while ago, too. I don't think they're going to catch on because the biggest competitor was Meta, and they started Threads to try and take down Twitter in a time when Twitter was really, it was tumultuous and it just didn't succeed. But Threads is way less toxic.
Do you think we say that we don't want to see the infighting, but then we are drawn to the infighting?
Yes.
Yeah, it sucks.
I mean, look at the segments that are most popular on our show.
I know, man. TTT.
Right. I just don't see how you can beat Twitter at this point because it has such a long history of people having their accounts already, having like their timeline already with the people that they want to follow. And honestly, like as toxic as it is, I do get a giggle out of Twitter every now and then. /X. I still refuse to call it X, but yeah.
You and me both.
Yeah, I'm like, it's still Twitter to me. All right, Lamar Odom is confirming he indeed got an intimacy doll resembling Khloe Kardashian, but he says he has a good reason for it. It's on your next eBuzz on The Bert Show.
The Bert Show.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you got to do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're going to give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves, you're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing, or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry: the Bahamas and USA.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.